Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Nun Dalet, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis and Aleph that states, Nafal Techa Shor Vekila Vinishtabru, Chamor Vekila Vinishkaru, Chayiv Ala Behima O Pot Ala Kalim, that if Ruvain digs a bar, and then Shimon Shor with its Kalim falls into the bar, and the Shor either gets killed or damaged, and its Kalim break, or Chamor falls into the pit with its Kalim, and the Chamor either dies or gets injured, and its Kalim rip, so the Mishnah teaches us that Ruvain will be to pay for the damage to the chamor and the shor, either because the chamor died or the chamor gets injured, and Reuven will be potter for the damages caused to the kelim. Now our Gemara begins. Masis is like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev on this kelim bar. That Rabbi Yehuda says that Reuven will be chayev for pay for hezek of kelim that get damaged in the bar. And our Mishnah just taught us that Reuven will be potter for any damages that incur to kelim that get damaged in a person's bar. And before we continue, let's see the pasuk in Pashmishpatim that speaks about bar, where it states in Perkof Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'chiyiftach ish bar, oi kiyichwe ish bar, v'loich hasenu, v'nafel shabah, shari chamar, and then the Pasuk tells us, Bala boy, shalom kesef, yoshev levolav, v'ames yeloi. Now Gemara now asks, my time Rabbanon, what is Pshan Rabbanon that they say that Reuven is going to be potter for any kelim that get damaged in his bar? The Amakra is the Pasuk states, v'nafel shabah, shari chamar, and an axe or a donkey fell into the bar, and as Rashi says, it could have said, v'nafel shabah, hanefel, that whatever fell into the bar, fell in and got damaged. Terry didn't have to specify a shor or chamar, and therefore we learn out shor v'loy adam, chamar v'loy kelim. And the Terry teaches us that the only time that Reuven is chayiv for damages is only when it kills a shor, but if it kills a person, they will not be chayiv, and he's only responsible if he damages or kills a chamar, and he's not responsible if he damages kelim. And before we continue, let us keep in mind that we already saw this drasha previously, and we also saw that since the psukim that we're referring to is speaking about a case where the shor or chamar died, as the pasuk in pasuk Laman he states v'hames yeloi, and therefore when we have this meat of shor v'loy adam, it's only referring to an adam that was killed in this bar. However, if a person was damaged in the bar and was not killed, then Reuven will be responsible to pay for his damages. And similarly, when the Torah says chamar v'loy kelim, and therefore we will mayit that if a person's bar damages a kli, then the person would not be chayiv. So l'chayr we should say that the only time that you're not going to be chayiv is only if the kli was completely destroyed. However, if it was only damaged, l'chayr you should be chayiv. But as we mentioned previously, and the Gemara will also speak about this today, the Gemara will tell us that Shvirasan Zui Misasan, that any time that Kli breaks, that's considered as if it's destroyed completely. Therefore, the Miyat of Chamar V'le Kelim applies even by a Kli that was only damaged. And also keep in mind that although in the Bavli on Daf Chav Chesam Abayz, it's Muchach, that there's no difference between a bar that was 10 Tvachim deep, which is Yesh by Kedel Hamas, or a bar that's less than 10 Tvachim deep and is aimed by Kedel Hamas, and in either case, you're going to be Pata on Kelim that could damage in such a bar. However, the Razor brings from the Yishalmi that this limud that we just mentioned of Chamar V'le Kelim is only relevant to a bar that's Yesh Beit Kedel Hamas, as the Pasuk states V'amesi Eloi, and therefore the only time you be potter for hezek that occurs to Kelim is only when it fell into a bar that was at least 10 Tfachim deep. However, if Kelim fall into a bar that's 9 Tfachim deep, then this miyut would not apply, and Lefidi Yishalmi, Reuven would still be responsible to any damages that occurs to his Kelim. And our Gemara now continues, Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the pasuk of Shav Adam and Chamar V'le Kelim. So why is Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv on this kelim bar? And the Gemara says, Oy l'Rabbi Zakelim, since the pasuk says V'nafol Shama Shor Oy Chamar, so the lashon Oy is coming for a riboy and it's telling us that even though we have a miyad of Shav Adam and potentially Chamar V'le Kelim, however Oy tells us to be marba kelim and that Reuven is chayiv if his bar causes damages to someone else's kelim. And the Gemara continues and he asks Rabbanan, and what did Rabbanan do with the word Oy? And we continue on Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph Oy mi bayli l'cha. The Rabbanan need the word oy to be mechalik and separate between a shor and chamar, and the loy tema in chayv at sheyipol sham shor v'chamar biyachad. And as Rashi says, that you shouldn't think that maybe Reuven will not be chayv until a shor and chamar fall into the bar together. However, if only a shor or only a chamar fall into the bar, maybe Reuven would be pata kamash b'lan oy. That even if a shor or a chamar fall into the pit, Reuven would be chayv. And the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda, has Rabbi Yehuda know that even if a shor or a chamar fall into the pit, that Reuven would be chayiv? And the Gemara states l'chalik min v'nafel nafka. He learned it from the lashon v'nafel, as since it says the lashon yachid v'nafel shama shari chamar. Therefore, we know that even if a shor or a chamar only fall into a pit, then Reuven would still be chayiv. And the Gemara states Rabbanan v'nafel tuva mashma. According to Rabbanan, the word v'nafel was not enough because many times we find that even though the Torah states the lashon yachid, it really can refer to a rabbim. And Rashi brings three different examples. Number one, va'asa b'tzal v'aliyav, when it's speaking about dasiyas hamishkan or ba'ha is v'hamayfis in Dvarim Yud Gimel, and then the Pasuk states in Shmuel Aleph, Ubahariv Esadoiv, and therefore the Rabbanan state that without the word Oi, we would still think that the only way that Reuven would be Chayiv is only if a Shor and a Chamar fall into his pit. However, if a Shor or a Chamar fall into a pit, maybe he would not be Chayiv, and that's why, according to Rabbanan, they need the word Oi L'chalik. And I in the top Taisis on Daf Nun Dalal Aleph, where Tais points out, Hai Suga K'Rab Yesha, this Suga is going like Rab Yesha, the Matzuch Oi L'chalik B'chol Duchtin, that he needs the word Oi to be M'chalik in all places. Avra Bienesin ain't Sarach Oi L'chalik, but according to Shit Rab Yenison, you don't need the word Oi to be M'chalik, and even if the Pasuk would say Shor V'chamar, we would not have a Havmina that you have to have the Shor and Chamar both fall into the pit, and therefore our Suga is going specifically like Rab Yesha, not like Rab Yenison. V'teima and Taisis is in Kain, Suga Yizu, the like Ilchasa, this Suga is not going like Lalacha, because we pass like Rabbi Yenison. However, the Shita Mekubetzes brings from the Rosh, Hacha Filu Rabbi Yenison Maida, that in our Gemara, Rabbi Yenison would also be Maida, the Loi Hava Ulechalik, if not for the fact that we had the word Oi, have a Gemina, Shar V'chamar de Hacha, Mi Shar V'chamar de Chavisha, we would actually have a Havmina, that we should learn the word Shar V'chamar over here, from the Shar V'chamar that speaks about Penegea plowing, where we notice that Issel Klayim, Ma'alon Yachtav, Avkan Yachtav, just like over there, specifically when they're working together, over here also, it would only be if they both fell into the bar. And that's why even Rabbi Yenison would require the word Oi to be Mechalik. And before we continue, let's point out that we already see the Mekoris of the Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda, as the Rabbanon learned Shor V'lich Odom Chamar V'lich Kelim, and Rabbi Huda learned Oi is L'Rabbis Hesa Kelim. Keep in mind, at the end of the Gemara will ask Rabbi Huda, that L'Chir, now we understand the quote Rabbi Huda, what he used the word Shor for, as he says Shor V'lich Odom, but the Maisa, he can't use the word Chamar as Chamar V'lich Kelim, because he has Oi L'Rabbis Hesa Kelim, and therefore, what does Rabbi Huda do with the word Chamar? And the Gemara will say that in Chinami, L'Fi Rabbi Huda, we're not certain what he will be mayit from the word chamar. Our Gemara will now continue and speak about a different point, and the question will be that l'chira, since the pasuk says v'nafal shama shoyi chamar, so maybe the Torah is mechadish to us that the only time that Reuven is chayiv if his bar damages the animal is only if it damages a shor chamar. And how do you know b'negei other animals? And the Gemara therefore states ema v'nafal klal. Let us say that when the Torah says v'nafal, it's a general klal, and therefore it includes everything. And then when it says shor v'chamar, so prat, that is telling us specifically that it's only by a shor and chamar, and klal prat im b'chlal al mashu prat, based on the yugim umid, the shatari and the judgment, we know that if there's klal and then a prat, then the only thing that's included in the general rule is only the pratim and only a shor and chamar, and therefore a shor v'chamar in midi achrin eloi. Maybe the Torah is only mechayiv a person if a shor or a chamar falls into a bar, but if any other animal falls into the bar, they would not be chayiv. How do we know that it will only be may shor v'le odom chamar v'le kelim? And the Gemara answers amri balabar yishalim chaz v'kol, that the pasuk states balabar yishalim, and therefore it's mashman that balabar will pay for any damages that his bar causes, and therefore that's another klal. And now we have a klal of prat a klal yatadon el kena prat. And once again, based on the yudgum amid shatari and dreshren, we know that we always include everything that's similar to the prat, and ma prat mefurish balichayim, and therefore since the prat is something which is balchay and is an animal, afkol balichayim, therefore we include all types of animals, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a shor chamar or any other animal, then it'll include that as well, and include behemoth chayis and oifis. Keep in mind that at this point in the Gemara, we don't need the miut of shor v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim, because since the pasuk tells us klal prat klal, so certainly adam and kelim are not similar to the prat; they aren't animals. And Rashi points out the rabbanon commentaries law. This teretz of the Gemara is going dafka l'fi rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda also oi v'rabbi afshar metaltlin. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would still have to tell us that since the pasuk says oi, therefore the pasuk is coming to be marba that even if kelim fall into a bar and get damaged, then even though it's not similar to the prat and it's not bali chayim, the owner of the bar would still be chayiv. And the Gemara continues and asks that l'chayiv from the klal of prat a klal, now we have to be keina prat, and l'chayiv we should only include behemoth and chayis and not oifis. And the svar would be because ima prat mefurish davashin v'lasa mitama b'magav masa, just like the prat of shor and chamar are things where its nevela is mitama either by touching it or carrying the nevela, I've called davashin v'lasa mitama b'magav masa, so we should only include those things where its nevela is metame both by touching it or by carrying it. Abel oifis loy, since we know that oifis are not metame but magav masa, and the only metame tumas based habliya, maybe oifis are not similar enough to a shor and chamar and should not be included in the hezek of bar. And for the oif would fall into Reuven's bar, Reuven should be pata. And the Gemara answers in kain nicht rechmana chad prata. If that would be true, then the Torah should only say either shor or chamar. And by the fact that it says both of the pratim, therefore it's telling us that it doesn't have to be mamish exactly like the prat, and doesn't have to be specifically like the shor and chamar, and as long as it shares the characteristics of being a bal chai, then you would be chayiv if that falls into the bar, and it would include oifis as well. And as Rashi says, umid the kus of idach, by the fact that the Torah says both the word shor and chamar, im ein in the davishin of v'lasu mitama, the asim b'klala, since we already learned from the klal prior klal that anything which is exactly like a shor or a chamara, for example, that it's an avela mitam magor maso, is also included in the hezek bar. So now that the Torah says another prat, tenei in la'ifos the damel proto b'chad sad the havi bali chayim, and therefore we include la'ifos as well, because at least it's similar to the prat because they're all bali chayim. And at this point, Rashi is bothered that l'chur now that we're saying that the klal prior klal includes all items that are bali chayim and even includes la'ifos, even though it's not mamish similar to a behemoth and not similar to a shor and chamara, and therefore l'chur, based on this klal or prada klal, we should also include that if a bar kills a person, that the bala bar should be chayiv. And Rashi says, elam hach milsad ha'ifis makshiv ozel adem mapigle mekuli taima, that in the chanami, the Gemara is going to first go through the shayla b'negei ha'ifis, and ultimately we will get to the point that we don't actually learn from this klal or prada klal, and therefore the Gemara will be able to use the word shor, that's extra, to teach us shor v'loy adam, both according to Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Huda. And the Gemara continues that you're telling me that the only way that we know that Reuven is chayiv if an oif gets damaged in his bar is based on the fact that Torah didn't have to say both the words shor and chamar, since we have two pratim, therefore we learn out the din of oifis as well. But l'chayr hachay nichtav, which of the words would the Torah be able to write and include all the dinim as ikas of shor, if the Torah would only have written shor, havamina karv l'gav mizbech in, she'ena karv l'gav mizbech loy, then maybe we would say that the only time Reuven is chayiv of an animal falling to his bar is only those animals that are similar to a shor, which are karv l'gav mizbech, and that can be brought as karbonis on the mizbech. However, things that are not brought on the mizbech, for example, like chayis or behemoth tmeis, so maybe they would not be included, and if they fall into a bar, then Reuven would not be chayiv. And as the Bach is geyers, kasev rachmana chamar, and therefore the Torah had to write the word chamar, vi kasev rachmana chamar, and if the Torah would have only written the word chamar, have mina kadosh b'chayir in, then we would say that the only time the Torah is mechayiv a person for a hezek is only those things which the Torah prescribes mitzvahs b'negeya their b'chayiris. For example, a chamar with his pet chamar, and also b'negeya all other kosher behemoths with his din of b'char. However, she'in kadosh b'chayir loy, but those animals which don't have the concept of a kedusha b'chayir, for example, like susim and gamalim, so maybe over there the din of hezek would not apply, and that's why the Torah had to write both the words shor chamar and l'chayir. We don't have an extra word to teach us oifas. Therefore, we're back to our original question that l'chayir, since we have a klal or prat or klal, so l'chayir we should say ma prat mefurish davishin and v'lasa metamim magu masa. I've called davishin and v'lasa metamim magu masa avol oifas loy. And how do we know that a bala bar is chayiv if an oif gets damaged or killed in his bar? And Rashi is bothered that l'chayir, now that it says the word shor and we have an extra word, how do we know that we're going to be ma'ar b'susim and gemalim? Maybe we should ma'ar b'ifos with the word shor. And Rashi explains that at this point in the Gemara, it's clear that if we have a question as to what to be ma'ar, we'd definitely be ma'ar b'susim and gemalim prior to ifos. Hoyel v'dom l'pratim shteit stadim, because it's similar to the prat of shor and chamar from both stadim. Number one, bali chayim, v'niv losim mitame, they're all bali chayim, and the nevela of a susim and gemal is mitame, just like other animals. Aval ifos t'loy domu al b'chad sad loy, but b'negei ifos, which is only similar to chamar and shor from one side, as it's only bali chayim, but the nevela is not mitame, so we would not include that. And our Gemara therefore continues that ein chanami, we don't learn the din of ifos from a klal or prat or klal, ela amakra, but the pasuk states v'amesi eloi called the bar misa, and it teaches us that the bala bar is chayiv for any animal that is possible to die, and of course that includes all animals, behemoth chayis, as well as ifos, and therefore we actually don't use the word shor or chamar for anything, and that's why according to Rabbanan they could learn shor v'loy adam chamar v'loy kelim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda he could also learn shor v'loy adam, and then he has the word oy to be ma'ar b'kelim. Gemara continues and asks Beilin Rabbanan to come ma'ar v'loy kelim, that both according to Rabbanan who's safe in the word chamar that we learn out chamar v'loy kelim, or Beilin Rabbi Yehuda to come ma'ar v'loy kelim, and say according to Rabbi Yehuda who learns from the word oy that we ma'ar b'kelim and a bala bar will be chayiv even if he damages kelim. Why would anyone need a limud b'negei a kelim if kelim b'nei misa ninu are kelim really b'nei misa, and the only time that we had a din and that there's a chiyah for bar is only where it's shayach v'amesi aloi and called the bar misa, but l'chayr kelim which is not a bar misa, l'chayr is not included in the entire pasha, and we don't need a mid according to Rabbanan to exclude kelim, and therefore they don't need the word chamar v'le kelim. And as Rashi points out according to Rabbi Yehuda, hechi matzler b'nu, how is it possible to include kelim haloi karina b'hu v'amesi aloi, but the pasuk v'amesi aloi doesn't apply to kelim. Gemara answers Amri Shvirasan Zuri Misasan, that the breaking of a kli is considered the misa of the kli. Therefore, the Fidra Bonon, since the pasuk tells us v'amesi aloi called the b'misa, so we would think that includes kelim as well, because Shvirasan Zuri Misasan kamashmo and chamar v'lo kelim, that the bala bar is not chayiv if his bar damages kelim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, one may have thought that since the pasuk says chamar, we would learn chamar v'lo kelim kamashmo and the word oi to be ma'ar b'kelim, and of course kelim fit into the pasuk v'amesi Eloi called about Misa Eshviras and Zui Misasan. And Rashi gets into a little bit of the time of the Kra, as Rashi points out that according to Rabbanu let learn Chamor Vele Kalim, Torah is teaching us that although it's true that Eshviras and Zui Misasan, but it's not Mamish Misa, and therefore the Balabar will not be Chayiv. And Rashi continues that Lemaisa the pasuk says Vamesi Eloi called about Misa, and one may think that that includes an Adam as well, since it's a Bar Misa. That's why we have the limit of Shavlei Adam in order to teach us that although an Adam is a Bar Misa, however an Adam is not a Min Behema, and therefore the Bala Bar is not going to be Chayiv if his Bar kills a person. Gemara continues, Rav the Amma Bar Shechayiv Olav Torah LaHevelei V'Loi L'Chavotai, that according to Rav that said that the Torah is Mechayiv a person for the Hevel of the Bar and not for the Chavotai of the Bar, so Bein Rabbanan Bein Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kelim B'nei Hevelin, you know, how can you say that the Hevel of a Bar damages Kelim? Why would a Kli get damaged from Bein Ir? Therefore, once again, why did Rabbanan need a Mirat of Chamav LeKelim to teach us that you're not going to be Chayiv on a Kli? According to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you have Oy to be Marbar Kli if L'Chir can't get damaged through the Hevel of a Bar? And the Gemara answers, Amri B'chadti D'mifkari B'avla, that in Chanami we're talking about a new Keli, and a new Keli can't split from Beit Hevel, and in Chanami the Beit Hevel of a Bar will damage Kelim. The Gemara continues that originally in order to teach us that the Bala Bar is Chayiv Oifes, we tried to learn out from a Klal Prat of Klal, and the Gemara shlugged up that try, and then the Gemara said that we learn out from the word Vamesi Eloi called the Bamisa, and the Gemara asks, how can you learn from Vamesi Eloi, but Hai Vamesi Eloi Mibayil Chirava, Lechari, the words Vamesi Eloi, we need for the Limud of Rava that we already had a couple of times, the Amr Rava, Sharp Sulam Gashim, Shanafal Bar Pata, the if there's a Shar that belonged to Hegdish, and then it became a Balmum, and either as we explained by a regular case of a carbon, where after it became a Balmum, the owner went and was pointed at animal, or by a case of Mechar that belongs to a Kohen, and once it receives a Mum, then the Kohen could use it, and in both those cases, it doesn't fit into the Limud of Shar Eo Veloishal Hegdish, and therefore, if that animal gets damaged or damages someone, really you should be Chayiv. However, there's a special Limud bin Megea Bar that if Sharp Sulam Gashim that was ready Padoi falls into a Bar, that the owner of the bar will be potter. And Shinema, as the Pasuk states, b'negeya bar b'messi eloi, b'misha meshaloi, yotzezeh she'ina meshaloi, and the Torah teaches us that the only time that the chiv bar applies is only if the mess can still belong to the nizik. However, since we know b'negeya psula mekdashin, that although it's true that you could use that animal since you were part of the animal, but the Torah does restrict its use, as the Torah says, tizbach v'loi giza, basa v'loi chala, v'achata v'loi l'klavecha, and since this shar psula mekdashin fell into the bar and died, so now it's in a vela, and therefore the owner can't have any anar and actually has to bury the sharp psula mekdashin. Therefore, we learn from the words v'amesi eloi that the owner of the bar would be pata if a sharp psula mekdashin falls into its bar. L'chari, how can you learn from the words v'amesi eloi called the bar misa and include oifes? The words v'amesi eloi is not extra. The Gemara therefore states that in a chanami we don't learn the din of oifes from a klal or prat or klal. We also don't learn the din of oifes from v'amesi eloi of called the bar misa and elo amakra. But the pasuk tells us kesef yashiv lebalav, and the pasuk could have just simply stated balabai yishalim kesef lebalav v'amesi eloi. The word yashiv is extra, and its l'rabba is called islei baidlim, is coming to include that as long as there is owner to this animal, then the owner of the bar will be chayiv, and that includes behemus chayis as well as oifos. The Gemara continues and asks, ihachi afilu kelim v'adam nami, l'chayir the balabai should be chayiv to pay for any damages that occur to kelim that have owners, and it also should be chayiv to pay for any person that has an owner, for example, evik knani or shifcha knanis that falls into the bar, and amakra, and that's why we have the pasuk of shor v'loi adam, chamar v'loi kelim. The extra word shor comes to teach us that the balabar is not chayiv for any adam, even an adam that is owned by someone else, and the word chamar comes to teach us the owner of the bar is not chayiv to pay for any damages that occur to kelim. The Gemara continues and asks Rabbi Huda to come out of the kelim, and according to Rabbi Huda that had the lima of oy to be ma'abah kelim, so bishlam is shor m'may pay adam, so we understand from the word shor he's m'may shor v'loi adam, elu chamar m'may pay, what is he m'may for the word chamar? And the Gemara tells us elam rava, and therefore rava tells us chamar de bar le Rabbi Huda, that the word chamar that states b'negeya bar according to Rabbi Huda, and the word said that it mentions b'negeya aveda le divrei akal would be a kasha. We don't know what Rabbi Huda uses the word chamar for b'negeya bar, and we don't know what everyone uses the word sef for b'negeya aveda. And Rashi points out that said aveda kim nechsev l'cha aveda zechicha l'amli dekas rachmana chamar v'shar v'sev v'salma, and in Perek Elamitzias dashin l'hu l'kulu bar meseh, and in Perek Elamitzias we dash in all of the words of chamar, shar, and salma, and we don't dash in the word seh, and therefore Rava tells us that in the chanami we're uncertain as to what to learn from the word seh that mentions b'negei aveda. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah nafal teicha shor chare shait v'katan chayiv, and we explain the Mishnah based on the maskanas of Gemara that if a shor that is a cheresh or a shaita or a katan falls into a bar, then the owner of the bar would be chayiv. Chayiv. Our Gemara begins, "My Shor Cheresh Shaita V'Katan." What does it mean, "A Shor Cheresh Shaita V'Katan"? And the Gemara explains, "Ilim a Shor Shel Cheresh." If you're going to say it means a Shor that belongs to a Cheresh, or a Shor Shel Shaita, or a Shor that belongs to a Shaita, or a Shor Shel Katan, or a Shor that belongs to a Katan, and it's only in those cases where the Baal HaBar would be Chayiv for damaging their Shor, her Shor Shel Pekeach Pata, but the owner of the Bar will be Pata if a Shor that belongs to a Pekeach would fall into a Bar, and L'Chayiv that doesn't make sense. And as Rashi says, "Bitmi a Hechi Patrik Kray." Where do we see that the Torah patters you if you damage the shor that belongs to Pekeach? And Rabbi Yechon says that the Mishnah means shor shehu cheresh, that's referring to a shor that is a cheresh, or shor shehu shoita, a shor that is a shoita, or shor shehu katan, or a shor that is a katan. And the Mefarshim explain that it's not old enough to plow yet, and therefore it doesn't know to be careful from bayreis. And we continue on daf nun dalam beis, and the diuk is that it's only in those cases that the baal habor would be chayiv. Ha shor shehu pekeach pata. Are you telling me that a shor that is a pekeach and is a chacham, that the owner will be pata? L'chayr, that doesn't make sense either. And Amar Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi says, loy mi bayi kama, that in a chanami, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. And the Mishnah is saying, loy mi bayi shor shehu pekeach dechayiv, that's certainly in a case that a shor is a pekeach, that certainly the baal habor will be chayiv. Aval shor cheresh shaita v'katan, eimi chereshusa garmaloi, katnusa garmaloi, maybe b'negei a shor, that's a cheresh or a shaita v'katan, maybe the reason why it fell into the bar is because it's a cheresh, or because it's a shaita, or because it's a katan, v'li pata, maybe the baal habor should be pata, as he didn't cause the damage, kamash one, that even in this case, the baal habor will be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Acha Ravina, Rav Acha says to Ravina that this can't be the pshat in the Mishnah either, because Vatani will enter the Braisa, Nafal Techa Bar Das Pata, that if a Bar Das falls into the bar, then the baal habor will be Pata. My Lav, Shor Bar Das, L'Chayr, we talk about a Shor that is a Bar Das, and L'Maisa, it tells us that the owner of the bar would be Pata, and therefore it's not like you're telling us, as you said, that certainly in a case where the Shor is a Bar Das, that certainly the owner would be chayiv. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Ravina responded back to Rav Acha, Loi, that this Braisa is not referring to a shor that's a badas, and the Braisa is teaching us that a baal habor is going to be pata if he kills an adam who is a badas. And the Gemara therefore is, Elme'ata, adam ben das hu de pata. Would you say that the only time that the baal habor is going to be pata for killing a person is only if that person was a badas? Halab ben das chayiv. Would you say that if the person is not a ben das and the person is shaita, then the owner of the bar would be chayiv? But shavloi adam siv. But the Torah gave us a general meat of shavloi adam, and that teaches us that as long as there's a person that gets killed in a bar, the baal habor will be pata, and it doesn't make a difference if that person was a badas or not a badas. And the Gemara answers, Ela my bendas, min bendas, the inachinami. When the word bendas is used in this braisa, it's not referring to a person that has das, but it's referring to a person who's part of a group that has das. And therefore, even if the person is a shaita, as Rashi says, min bendasu, he's still part of the category of people which are generally badas. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, Sir of Acha responded back to Ravina, that although you're able to explain this braisa and say that we're talking about an adam that gets killed in a bar, but Vatani, we have another braisa that says specifically that we're talking about a shor, as the braisa states, Nafal Techa Shor Bendas Pata, that if the shor that's a bendas falls into a bar, then the baal habor would pata. This braisa clearly is not like Ravina taught us, as Ravina said, it doesn't make a difference if the shor is a bendas or not a bendas, that the baal habor would be chayiv. And therefore the Gemara says, Elam Rava, that Rava explains that the Mishnah is teaching us, Shor V'hu Cheresh, Shor V'hu Shoita, Shor V'hu Katan Dafka, that it's only by a shor that's a cheresh or a shoita or cotton, that the din is that the baal habor will be chayiv. Aval shor v'hu pekeach pata. However, if there's a shor that falls into a bar and the shor is smart, then the owner of the bar would actually be pata. My time, what is the reason that the baal habor would be pata if l'maisa his bar caused damage to the shor? And the Gemara explains, the bailei you near mezel, as the owner of the bar has a taina on the baal hashor that your shor should have watched where he's going, and it was his fault that he fell into the bar. The Gemara tells us, taina amehochi, we have a brisa that says this beforeish, nafal teich a shor cheresh shaita v'katan, if a shor that's a cheresh or a shaita v'katan falls into a bar, or a sumo, or if there was a shor that was blind, umahalak b'layla, or even if there was a shor that's a pekeach but was walking at night, chayiv. In that case, the baal habor would be chayiv. However, pekeach umahalak b'yayim, if there's a shor that's a pekeach and it's walking during the daytime, and therefore there's a spar of v'bayleh yunei umezel, therefore pata, the baal habor would be pata. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and there are many times in the Torah where the Torah specifies a shor or a chamar and doesn't specify any other animals, and therefore the Mishnah will bring various cases where the Mishnah will tell us that in all cases it includes all behemoths, chayas, and eifas. And the Mishnah states, echad shor v'echad kol behema, the l'mfilas habar, that when an animal falls into the bar, it doesn't make a difference if it was a shor or chamar or any other animal, chayo or eif. The din is that the baal habor would be chayiv. Similarly, lafroshes hasinai, the Torah tells us b'negeiyam maimin hasinai that loisiga bayod ki sochli yisochla yari yara in behema imish lo yichya b'mshecha yovel hema yalu v'har. And even though the Torah only mentions behemoths, however, it includes chayas and eifas as well. Ultashlumi kefel, and if someone steals an item, then they will pay kefel. faithful. And as Rashi says, we will include other behemoths and chayis as well, as we will learn in the Gemara. And similarly, Lashavas Aveda and Leprika, and similarly regarding unloading an animal for a person and helping a friend unload his animal, and Lechasima and the Issa of muzzling your animal applies to all animals, and Lechayim, and as Rashi says, Klayim is referring to two dinim, number one, Havar, Afagad Dechsib, Hemtechalei Safiya Klayim, Havinayim Chayav Oif Bechlal, Kedyal Begemara, Vechayim in Klayim Dhanaga, and also regarding working your Shor and Chamar together, as when the Torah says this Issa, it mentions the Shor and Chamar, as the Pasuk says, Shor v'chamar Yachtov. Similarly, Ulu Shabbos, Benegei the Issa of Shabbos of Shvisas Behemtai, Vechayim Chayav Oif Kiyetz Ben, and this din doesn't only apply to Shorus and all animals, but all these dinim apply to Chayas and Oifus as well. Mishnah ends off, Imkain Lamanema Shor Chamar, and therefore, why does the Torah mention Shor Chamar? El Shadiba Kasa Behiva, the Torah speaks in a normal manner. Those days, most people had Shvarim and Chamarim that were able to help them with their work. And the Gemara begins and goes through all these dinim, Lunfil Sabar. How do we know that the din of Bar applies to Behemoth Chayas and Oifus? And the Gemara says, as we mentioned on Amud Aleph, Kasiv Yashal Baluksiv, called Islay Bailim Kedamarin, anything which has Bailim is included in this Pasuk, and therefore include Behemoth Chayas and Oifus. And as we said, that the word Shor is coming in Mayat Adam, referring to an Adam that has Bailim, an Eved Knani and a Shifcha Knanis. And Lefid Rabbanan, the word Chamor is coming to the Mayat Kalim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has the word Oi to be Marba Kalim. The Gemara continues, Lafrosh Sar Sinai, the Pasuk states in Pasuk Yisra, in Behemim Hish Lo Yichya, Vechaya Bechlal Behem Avoy, and we know that Chay is always included in the din of Behema, and Im Le Rabbis Oifus, and the word Im that states in this Pasuk is coming to include Oifus as well. And Rashi says that the Makor, the Chay is Bechlal Behema, is the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Pasuk Rei, Zoysa Behema Shet Toichlu, and then it says, Ayel Vitzvi, and it refers to Chayus, even though the Pasuk says, Zoysa Behema, and therefore we see the Chay is Bechlal Behema. The Gemara continues with Tashlumi Kefal, and how do we know that Kefal is relevant to Behema Chayus and Oifus? Kidamrinon, as we will say on Daf Samach Bezim and Bez, and someone agrees this word, but the Pasuk says, Al Kol Dva Pesha Klal, and we learn Kol Dva Pshia, that anything where you're Pesheya and you're Chayiv to pay for this item, you're going to be Chayiv for Kefal as well. And as Rashi says, that this doesn't only include Behema Chayus and Oifus, that Filo Davish Imba Ruachayim, and this even includes something that's in Baruachayim. And the Gemara continues, La Shavas Aveda, as the Pasuk says, L'chol Aveda Sachicha, and that includes anything that your brother loses. And the Gemara continues, L'prika, how do we know that Prika applies to Behemoth, Chayas, and Oifos, if the Pasuk in Pash Mishpatim states, Kisira Kamor Seinacha, Roivitz Tachel Masoi, V'chadalta Ma'azoivloi, Ozoiv Tazivimoi, and specifically talks about Chamor. And the Gemara tells us that we learned Chamor, Chamor, Mishabas, since B'degea Prika, the Pasuk uses the term Chamor, and B'degea Shabbos in Pash Beschanan, the Torah says, V'yemeshvi, Shabbos Lashem Alkecha, L'sasek HaMalocha, Atu V'nchu V'techa, Avdecha V'amasecha, V'shorcha V'chamorcha, V'chol B'hamtecha. As the Gemara will teach us, B'negei Shabbos, that includes all types of animals, therefore, B'negei Prika, it includes all behemoth chayis and oifos. Gemara continues, L'chasima, that how do we know that although the Pasuk in Pashkei Seisei tells us, L'sachsum Shor B'dishai, that the Issa of muzzling your animal is specified B'negei Shor, that it also includes behemoth chayis and oifos. The Gemara tells us, Yalav Shor Shor M'Shabbos, as B'negei Chasima, it's used Lashon Shor, and B'negei Shabbos, as we saw in Pashkei Beschanan, it also says Lashon Shor, so therefore, just like B'negei Shabbos is referring to all animals, also B'negei Chasima, the Issa of muzzling your animal while it's working, applies to all animals. And the Gemara continues, L'Klayim, that how do we know the din of Klayim applies to all animals? And as we mentioned, this din of Klayim applies to two different types of Klayim, as the Pasuk tells us in Pashkei Seitzei, L'Sachrish B'Shor V'Chamor Yachtov, the Pasuk only mentions Shor and Chamor, and the Pasuk in Pashkei Kedoshim states, Behemtecho L'Saviya Klayim, and it mentions the Behema, but doesn't mention Chayo or Oifais. Our Gemara therefore teaches us, E Klayim Decharisha, if we're referring to Klayim when the animals are plowing together, so Yalav Shor Shor Mishabbos, then we learn the word Shor that says B'digei Klayim, as we just brought, and the word Shor that says B'digei Shabbos in Pashto Veschanon, and therefore we know that it refers to Behemas Chayas and Oifais, E Klayim Davar, and if you're referring to Klayim Avar that we mentioned from Pashto Kedoshim, so Yalav Behemtecho, Behemtecho Mishabbos, then we learn the word Behemot that says B'digei Klayim, and the word Behemot that says B'digei Shabbos, and once again, it includes Chayas and Oifais. And the Gemara continues that we just mentioned that Prika Chasima, Klayim Decharisha, and Klayim Davar all learned from Shabbos, and the Gemara asks, V'gabi Shabbos Menolan, and how do we know that the Yisurim of Shabbos applies to Behemoth Chayas and Oifais? The Tanya is brought to Bryce, Rabbi Yisi Aimim, Shema Bishmol, Rabbi Yisi says the name of Bishmol, B'dibus HaRishayinu Nema, that since in the first Dibrais that was stated in Pashas Yisrael, the Pasuk states, B'negeya Shabbos, V'yoy Mashvi, Shabbos Lashem Alkecha, L'sasa Kamalocha, Ato Vinchu Vitecha, Avdecha Vamoscha, V'hamtecha, V'gercha Hashem Shirecha, and the second time that the Torah says the Aseres HaDibrus, which is in Pashas Veschanon, as we stated before, the pasuk says b'negei Shabbos v'yom shvi Shabbos l'Hashem al kach le'saskom locha atu v'in chuvitecha v'abdecha v'amosecha v'shorcha v'chamorcha v'chol behemtecha. The Gemara continues about loy shor v'chamor b'chlal kol behim hayu v'lam yatzu. The lemaisa the pasuk says v'chol behemtecha, and therefore it didn't have to say the word shor v'chamor in parsha v'aschanan. And why did it say it? Loy melchotichu mashor v'chamor omakan chayv oif kiyetzben. This is like over here when it says shor v'chamor, it includes behimus chayis and oifus. Certainly, as we mentioned before, the chayis b'chlal behimus, and since it says v'chol behemtecha, therefore the lashon v'chol is coming to be marba oifus. Afkol chayv oif kiyetzben. Therefore, any time in the Torah that mentions the lashon of shor and chamor, it also includes all chayis and all oifus. Gemara continues and asks a question: Ema behemah dibris rishen is klal, that in the dibris rishen is in pasuk yisrael, it only says the word behemah and it doesn't say shor and chamor. The word behemah is a klal. Then shor v'chamor, the dibris rishen is prat. When it says the lashon shor and chamor in the dibris rishen is in pasuk beskanon, that is a prat. So klal prat in b'chlal el mashav prat. So maybe we'd say that since it's a klal prat, so we'd have a limud of in b'chlal el mashav prat shor v'chamor in midi achrin loy. And maybe the only time it would be in Issa on Shabbos is only by a shor and chamor and not by any other animals. The Gemara responds that of course it's not a klal or prat, as Amri v'chol behem techo the dibris achrin is chaz v'klal, that l'maisa the pasuk in pasuk v'eschanan says v'chol behem techo. Therefore we now have another klal and klal or prat or klal, and now we have a klal or prat or klal yatadon el kaina prat, and therefore we learn ma prat mefurish bali chayim, just like b'negei prat which is talking about a shor chamor is discussing bali chayim af kol bali chayim. Therefore when the pasuk says a klal or prat or klal, it's coming to include all bali chayim. And the Gemara asks be'ema ma prat mefurish dovishin v'losim etamim magu masa af kol dovishin v'losim etamim magu masa avol ifis loy. Once again the Gemara asks that l'chira, since the prat over here is shor and chamor, so maybe everything has to be very similar to a shor and chamor, and number one have to be bali chayim, and number two that the novella would be metamim magu masa, and as we know ifis are not metamim magu masa, and the only metamim beis ablia, and therefore maybe ifis were not included in the din of Shabbos. And the Gemara answers amri im kein nicht rachmana chad prato. Once again the Gemara says, as we mentioned in Amud Aleph, if so the Torah should just say the word shor or chamor. But the fact that Torah mentioned shor and chamor, therefore it's coming to tell us to include ifis in this klal prat klal as well. And as the Gemara asked on Amud Aleph, the Gemara now asks once again that l'chir you can't say that the word shor or chamor are extra in order to teach us the din of ifis, as hay nicht rachmana, which of these words should the Torah have written? Ikas rachmana shor. If the Torah would have written the word shor, have mina karv l'gav mizbech in shein karv l'gav mizbech loy, that maybe the only time the Issur Shabbos applies is only with the gear something like a shor, where it could be brought on a mizbech. However, chayis which can't be brought on a mizbech, or any animal that's tamei that can't be brought on a mizbech, then maybe the din of Shabbos does not apply. And that is why kas rachmana chamor, the Torah had to write the word chamor, because rachmana chamor, if the Torah only would have written chamor, have mina kadosh b'bchayir in shein kadosh b'bchayir loy, that the only time the Issur Shabbos applies is only on an animal that's kadosh b'bchayir. The issur of Shabbos would not apply to a horse or to a camel, and kas rachmana shor, and that's why the Torah also had to write the word shor, and l'chayir the word chamor and shor cannot be coming to include eifes. The Gemara therefore says that in a chenami, the way that we know eifes b'negei Shabbos is not from a klal or prat klal, ella v'chol behemtecha ribuyu, by the fact that the Torah says v'chol behemtecha, the word v'chol is coming to be marba eifes. And the Gemara asks v'chol eicha the kas rachmana kol ribuyu, are you telling me that any time the Torah says the word kol, it's coming to be a ribuy? V'gavi ma'is l'chsiv kol b'negei ma'is sheni, the Torah states the word kol because the shinu le b'chlal prat, and we still learn a klal or prat klal, and this is referring to a person who has peiros ma'is sheni, and the din is he has to bring the peiros to Yerushalayim and eat them in Yerushalayim unless he's paid it, and then he could take the money to use in Yerushalayim. And the Torah teaches us that there are certain things that you could use that money for and certain things that you cannot use the money for. And the Torah teaches us in Pashur Eiv in a Sata Kas v'chol shetav in Avshecha ba'boka v'atzoyin v'yayin v'ashecha v'chol shetishocha in Avshecha v'chata shom v'fnei Hashem l'kecha v'samachta atu v'esecha. And our Gemara continues the Tanya as we look at the Braisa. The Pasuk states in a Sata Kas v'chol shetav in Avshecha klal, that is a general rule, ba'boka v'atzoyin v'yayin v'ashecha prat, that is telling us the specific items that you're allowed to buy in Yerushalayim. V'chol shetishocha in Avshecha chaz v'kol klal prat klal yatadon al kena prat, and therefore we see there's a klal prat klal, and we're only able to include things that are similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurish pri mipri v'gedula kaka, and just like all the pratim are things that appear that come from another pri, meaning they have seeds inside and they can regenerate, or their behemoths we could also regenerate v'gedula kaka, and they're also things that grow from the ground or get the nourishment from the ground. And the Torah specifically tells us that you're allowed to use your mois ma'is sheni in order to buy bakar tzoin as well as yayin and sheicha. I've called pri mipri v'gedula kaka. Therefore, the only things that you're allowed to buy with mois ma'is sheni in Yerushalayim are only things that are pri that comes from a pri, as well as things that are categorized as a gedula kaka. And Rashi brings that this is coming to Mimayit the following, as Vlad is telling us Yayim and Novim, that we have wine that comes from grape, Vishekh Mitamarim, and beer comes from dates, Lemute Kamino Patrius, the Torah is coming to Mimayit that you can't buy mushrooms or truffles using Mois Maisusheni or Mayim Melech as well as water or salt, the inner premium pre and Gadula Kaka, and when the Torah tells us it has to be something that grows from the ground or gets its nourishment from the ground, Lemute Dogim, and that is coming to exclude Dogim, and you can't buy fish with Mois Maisusheni. The Gemara's question is that how could we say that we learn a klal or prada klal, but again, Mois Maisusheni, the pasuk over there says, B'chol Shetavin Avshecha, and it says, B'chol Shetisholchan Avshecha, and since it uses the Lashon B'chol, just like B'negei Shabbos, we said that since the pasuk says, B'chol Behemtecha, therefore, Ma'aba Ifais, and we don't learn the limit of a klal or prada klal, therefore, over here, B'negei Maisusheni, we should also not learn the klal or prada klal, and we should be Ma'aba everything. And the Gemara answers, Amri Bakol Klala, that in the Chanami, B'negei Maisusheni, the pasuk says, Bakol, and that is a klal. However, B'negei Shabbos, the pasuk says, B'chol Behemtecha, the word kol as opposed to bakol is a riboy, and that's why we ma'arba ifais ibais emo, or you could say kol nami klalu, that really the word kol is really a klal, miyu hai kol the hacha riboy, but b'negei Shabbos specifically, the word kol is coming to be a riboy and to be ma'arba ifais, min havalei l'michtav u'behemtecha, as since b'negei Shabbos, it didn't have to say v'chol behemtecha, and it could have said u'behemtecha, k'dechse b'dibris ha'rishayin, it's just like it says in the first dibris in Pashtus, right? V'kosev v'chol behemtecha, and instead it used lashon v'chol, shmami no ribuya, so we see that lashon v'chol that says b'negei Shabbos is coming as a ribuy and we're marba oifos. And the Gemara continues, hashta amr kol ribuyu. Now that we said that the word kol is a ribuy, behemtecha, the dibris rishonis of the shav chamar, the dibris achrenis lamli. Why do we need the word behemtecha in dibris rishonis, and why in dibris achrenis does it have to say v'shar chamar if we're marba kol and we're marba oifos as well? And the Gemara answers, amri shar lag muri shar shar l'chasima. In a chanami, the word shar is extra, and therefore we learn out from the word shar to the word shar that says b'negei chasima, and the din of chasima applies to all animals as well as chayis and oifais and chamar like buri chamar chamar laprika, and the word chamar is also extra in order to teach us that although b'negei prika the Torah used lashon chamar, but it also includes all behemoths chayis and oifais behemtecha, and the word behemtecha that says by dibris yushenis like buri behemtecha behemtecha leklayim, it teaches us that we learn the word behemoth to the din of klayim, and klayim davo doesn't only apply to regular behemoths but applies to chayis and oifais just like b'negei Shabbos. Gemara continues and asks that l'chira, since we said b'negei klayim that the pasuk says in Pashuk Yisaitse loisachresh b'shar v'chamor yachtav, that doesn't only include shar and chamor and includes all behemoths chayis and oifos. We hachi afilu adam lissa l'lachira, and adam should not be able to plow together with the chamor or together with the shar, and the issa of klayim should even apply when a person is plowing together with one animal, and even if he doesn't have two animals together. And alam etan, and we know that the Mishnah Maseches Klayim teaches us adam mutam kulon lachresh v'limshech, and it is mutta for a person to plow together with an animal or to pull a wagon together with another animal. And the Gemara answers, Amr Papa, Rapapa states, Papanoi Adoi, Taim Adoham Nilsa, that this person from a place called Papanoi knows the reasoning for this idea, Umanu Rab Achabai Yaakov, and who's Papanoi referring to? That's referring to Rab Achabai Yaakov, as Amr Kras, the Pasuk says, B'digay Shabbos, Laman Yenuach Abduchova Moskal Kamecha, when the Torah joins together a person with his animals, B'digay Shvisus Behemtai, and Shabbos, the Torah tells us, La Nochik Shasu Vulilu Davachar, that it's only B'digay resting on Shabbos, that we make a comparison between a human being and an animal. However, b'negei other dinim in Torah, we don't include a human being in that issa, and therefore there's no issa for a person to go and plow together with an animal. And as Rashi says, la'nachrik sheisiv eved va'amal behema avaloyle in yisa achar. Before we finish, let us point out the top tesis on the Amid, where tesis states behemtecha the dibris hushen is klal. Tesis is bothered that we know that we generally don't make a klal or prat from two psukim that far away from each other. But here we're creating a klal or prat a klal using a pasuk in Pashas Yisrael by dibris hushen is and the psukim in Pashas Veschanon by the dibris achrenis, and Tais points out that both the dibris rishonis and the dibris achrenim, although they're in different parts of the Torah, they're still considered one idea. The zachar v'shamah b'dibur echad amru, as we know that zachar v'shamah was stated in one dibur, and therefore we look at both pashas as if they're stated simultaneously, and therefore certainly we can learn a klal prat a klal, even though one pasuk in Pashas Yisrael and one pasuk is in Pashas Veschanon. And Tais in dibur maskel pre v'gdu l'kaka hacham mashmir the bakav v'tzayin ikri g'du l'kaka. That over here we see that Bokan Zayin is included in the term of Gedul Kaka, and Taiz asks a question from the Sechel Kedushin, and Taiz points out V'yesh Loima the Le'inin Dava Yoytzi Milamish Min Aretz Le'choshu Behema Gedul Kaka Be'in L'harach Kan Yoysa, that Taiz says that of course that a behema is not considered mamish something that comes out of the ground, but when a certain dinim, then certainly we give it a din as Gedul Kaka, as an animal's growth and its nourishment comes from the ground. And Avadram points out that a behema behemoth are considered gedulah kaka, either because the pasuk says toitzei eretz nefesh chaya lemina behemoth v'remes, and therefore they came from the ground, or they grow from eating vegetation that grows from the ground, and we'll stop over here.